Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is September the 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I think I've got a really great show for us today. But before we get to that, as always, I'd like to thank the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network who give me this time to rail on and on about what's wrong and what needs to be done to fix our country. I particularly want to thank our listeners, all the thinkers, the doers, the researchers, the legal analysts and technical writers, the people out there who are working to save our sinking ship of state, all laboring under a false premise as the captains of the ship purposefully scuttle the ship of state, and the average man just cannot believe that his government would purposefully injure him. So today, we're going to pull back the curtain and show you how the wizard has captured your soul, your corporate soul, and used it against you. Once again, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. I want to welcome any of Darren's listeners to our show to tune in to Positively Unconstitutional. As you know, Darren's on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Govern America consistently brings us timely information on how the people need to take a more active role in managing themselves. And it also shows us specifically how Agenda 21 is affecting our everyday lives. On that note, and as an aside, I want to thank my listener Alan and Citizen Power for their insightful information on Agenda 21 and how it's being put into practice in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and how the local politicians there are following the Agenda 21 prescription to the letter. They're working diligently to bankrupt the community and communize the city of Fort Smith, Arkansas. I invite everyone to stay tuned starting at noon for Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy, who also does a great job bringing us closer to the correct premise of what's wrong in America today. And the more I study and the more I learn, the more I realize what I don't know. And with that said, today my guest is Mr. L.B. Bork. He's an author and freedom advocate. I encourage everybody out there listening to go ahead and dial into his organization's website at www.pacinlaw.org. That's pacinlaw.org. And that stands for the People's Awareness Coalition site. Again, that's www.pacinlaw.org. Mr. Bork is the author of The Red Amendment, which is all about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And this, which for lack of a better term, is one of the smelliest pieces of legislation ever passed or not passed. You be the judge of that. Do some research and see how this evil amendment became law, and then decide for yourself, was it ever properly ratified? And I'm sure that after our interview with LB today, that you'll want to read his entire book and really digest the tons of information that it supplies. And, of course, that book, again, is The Red Amendment, and you can find it at his website. With that said, we're going to welcome L.B. Bork right after the break. And I'm going to welcome him to the Republic Broadcasting because he truly understands the truth. Of course, the biggest problem I'm going to have in speaking with LB is where to start and what to talk about first. He's written about so many of the things that I've done shows about before, and we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason to just do it.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today our guest is Mr. L.B. Bork, author and freedom advocate, author of the Red Amendment. And what I was saying before we went to the break, LB, is that, you know, I've talked about so many of the things that are connected to the Red Amendment, like genocide, the Communist Manifesto, dialectic materialism, the Hegelian dialect, you know, all these things. So where do we start?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I guess we could start there. Yeah, you're right. There's so much to go over. When I got on this journey 15 years ago I think it went even back farther than that, because when I was a kid, I was sitting in my grandmother's, one of her spare bedrooms where she kept her money supply of collectible type monies. And I was sitting there going through, you know, the silver and things she had. Of course, back then, people knew what silver was. And I'm dating myself a little bit here, but I was only like 4 or 5 years old. And I, you know, kids don't have much money that's in their hands. And I got one of the dollar bills that she had saved. I don't know the reason it was saved, but it still had the Erie Pyramid on the back. And I said, well, this doesn't look American to me. This is kind of creepy. So I think God was talking to me even back then that something might be up. And as a lot of people know, the secret societies are the ones that control everything. Of course, I don't get into the conspiracy end of it. I don't call it conspiracy theories, because a lot of these so-called theories are true. As your listeners know, they just like to call us these wacky conspiracy theorists to, you know, make us look like nut jobs or throw off people to make us, make them believe anyway that we and the things we talk about aren't true, but they are true.
Well,
anyway,
when you can track 100 years of consistent
efforts in a line that all lead to the same place, you gotta say to yourself, you know, something's up here.
Oh yeah. A lot of people don't, though, unfortunately. I don't know where to start. I guess on my journey here, I can tell another little story. Of course, Waco is what really woke me up. That inflamed me, infuriated me. And, you know, the killing of the children is what really got to me in that. But I was already looking at Second Amendment issues. Of course, everyone hates the IRS, and a lot of people get into this movement via the IRS, or that's their staple. I can honestly say, of course, I hated them, and it was an issue with me even back then. Throughout my life, I always thought it was weird that these guys could take your
money. I have to tell you a story, LB. It is when I was 13, I got my Social Security card because... I was gonna get some part-time work, you know, and I was stunned to see that somebody had a call on my income before I did, that somebody owned a part of my income before I got it. Right. I couldn't understand this, man. Since the time I was 13, it just drove me crazy.
Yeah. Well, another story that's a little after the one with the money incident with my grandmother's money collection. My mom took me to the bank when I was 7, kicking and screaming to put my money in the bank. And I didn't want to do that because I didn't trust these bankers, you know. So I had kid perceptions back then. But coming forward, yes, to the income tax issues, a lot of people get into it for that reason. But I was already looking at the Second Amendment issues because, you know, I looked at full auto weapons that, you know, it's an arm. It's a contemporary arm, but nonetheless, there's still guns, and they used to be available to people without license, and all of a sudden they started licensing or tax stamping them and making everyone give fingerprints, and the only people that have to give fingerprints is generally the criminals. So you're a criminal before you're even convicted of anything, is the way I looked at it. So that's what really drug me into the issues of constitutional law. So from there, I started studying issues in regards to where'd all these rights go? It seems to be privileges that are granted by the Constitution, and we find out they're all privileges granted, and of course, my research led to the 14th Amendment. When I got into the movement, for lack of better words, everyone calls it the movement. I don't know what kind of movement it is. Some days I think it's a ball movement. the way it's so disorganized, and we'll get into that later in the show as things progress here. But
Of course, the powers that be want to keep us disorganized, want to keep us separated, want to keep all these different movements out there being BMs, just as you said.
Yeah, just as long as you brought it up, we just started a new project with the coalition called Island Makers Project. And it basically deals with all the deception, and it will include everyone from the NRA, National Rifle Association, to some of these people out there selling their wares as patriots. Because last week I finally got tired of all the separations and what's going on. There's too many people out there that think they know a lot of things, but they don't. They're just spreading bad information. And I'm not saying that I'm right 100% on everything I say, but at least I know, or I've researched everything I say. And we can only get as close as we can with the information that's available to us. And there's a lot of conjecture in law, too. As you know, the courts give opinions, so I have my own opinions, but they're grounded in law and not fantasy like a lot of patriots tend to bring into their arguments, and that's not going to get us anywhere. So that's the difference between what we're doing and what some other people do.
Well, and what I've tried to explain to people is that, you know, the whole de facto legal system is based on a false premise, And, you know, you can't go out and, you know, beat your chest as a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, the whole system is de facto. And, you know, so nothing that you do over there is going to help, you know. And I've showed them how, you know, we're actually the chattel property of the Congress that are managed under, you know, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, the other property of the United States, that the Congress can make all the needful rules and regulations to dispose of their other property. Us.
Yes. And they that's what the 14th Amendment did in essence. Of course, I'm jumping around here a little bit, but the book, The Red Amendment, is based on the 14th Amendment, and that did change government. It gave us a new government. Like you said, it went de facto with that amendment. And was it ratified? No, not properly. It was done at the barrel of a gun. If you look at Article 5, you know, how new amendments are brought into the Constitution, the states have to ratify it by three quarters. And basically the United States, the federal government, went into the South and took the de jure governments out of the South and put their own puppet governments in. And I don't know, something doesn't quite seem right about that. Yeah,
rump con. Even after they, you know, my understanding is that the lawful, the de jure legislatures of the southern states voted against it. And so it was voted down. And so there should have been no way to get it revived. But then they literally took, you know, out the de jure legislatures, replaced them with a rump legislature, and at a point of a gun made them sign it into law. And so you can see that, you know, this was a, you know, a plan by Congress to change our form of government. And yes, of course, they didn't get through with the plan until the bankruptcy proceedings of Erie Railroad in 1938, the case of Erie versus Tompkins. And, you know, which firmly established the bankruptcy of the United States. And of course, I saw somewhere in your writings you had a quote about Roe versus Wade, and that this is the point in our country where the statutes, you know, really overtook the common law.
Yeah, they've been doing it for quite a while. I was just talking to one of our people and Colorado, and the legislature actually said that they don't recognize common law crimes anymore. They passed a law to do that or negate any common law crimes. But again, yeah, the movement being divided for so long, and there's so many island makers out there that it's caused it to happen. And I can't believe the information that I found on the 14th Amendment has not been commonplace over the past 150 years. If a group like State Nationals, we have a State National Society, there's several of us that have been around for about 8-10 years now. I corrected my nationality about 12 years ago and been living or walking the talk for about 12 years now. But you know, if something like this would have been put in place back in, you know, the late 1800s, rather, we wouldn't have the problems we have today. And I mentioned the NRA. They're just a gatekeeper to keep the system in place. You know, they're basically there to make sure people's civil rights are protected. Not their natural or constitutionally protected rights, but their civil rights. And we're seeing this propaganda being spread throughout the movie industry even. If you go to...
Hold that thought, LB. It's 20 minutes after the hour. We have to go back for a word from our sponsors. We're speaking with our guest, Mr. L.B. Bork. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We've been speaking with our guest and author, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. And before the break, L.B., you were talking about civil rights versus common law, God-given rights, which are supposed to be protected by the Constitution. And you were saying that you had changed your status, which was what I had told people was your remedy. You have to change your status from a citizen of the United States to a citizen of the state, and that that's your remedy in law. So everybody that's looking for remedy, this is the place to go, this statecitizens.org. And tell us more about how civil rights compare with our God-given rights.
Well, I have to correct you there in a big way. We don't claim state citizenship. That's a basic misnomer or whatever through the movement. There is no state citizenship right now, and I keep telling people that. Even though they kind of mention them in Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, and basically Section 2 of the 14th Amendment is my forte, if you will. I did the research on Section 2 by reading what it says. A lot of people in this movement get their ideas from case law, and that's my number one rule of how to study law. Don't read case law. You have to know the foundations and things that go into what the Constitution's talking about before you can even interpret what the Constitution's talking about. Yeah, and also you have to read what it says. And no one's read Section 2, I don't think, in 150 years. It actually formulates that it's a crime to vote in Section 2. And basically what it's doing in Section 2 is disenfranchising the state citizens of the states and enfranchising the new federal citizens. And we don't own the site. I don't know where you get statecitizens.org or I think that's Randy, some McDonald out in California.
Richard McDonald.
Richard McDonald, yes. I've never followed his material. I looked at it years ago and I found flaws in it. So, anyway, back to the citizen issue. Citizen means political rights in the United States or American law, if you want to call it that. So technically, you can't use that office unless you're a 14th Amendment citizen. So, by saying you're a state citizen or agreeing with that, of course, you know, people are going to say, well, there's court cases that say that. Well, yeah, there have been, but I say they're wrong. And as we said a few minutes ago or at the top of the hour when I came on, that courts have opinions. Well, someone's going to say, this is my opinion. Well, it is opinion, and I'm telling you the fact of the matter, why technically there is no state citizen, because we can't vote and we can't be in office without being a 14th Amendment entity or political entity. So by saying you're a state citizen, you're letting them get away with what they got away with. So what my research brought forward, and it was recognized even back in before the Civil War, they talked about nationality. And that's another thing that the people of the movement fail to understand, that each state is a state nation. And it's simplistic in nature. The Constitution is a internationally grounded document. It's based on international law. And if you don't know international law, you're not going to understand the concepts of, you know, how the Union works. So basically, we've taken nationality as the status you have to take back. And it is recognized by Congress. It's recognized in the Title VIII, actually, the status. And that's one thing most of these people in this movement haven't brought forward. They're going off all the rhetoric or the pre-Civil War type principles. And technically, under international law, de facto governments are recognized. So unfortunately, we have to put up with their nonsense, for lack of better words, while they're in power. And as to the empowering measures, Section 2 of the 14th Amendment does that, basically. Anyone that's voting is rebelling against the republic system that that was put in place by the Founding Fathers, which I still have issues with that. But what we're doing is taking baby steps backwards, so... it actually says in the 14th Amendment, Section 2, that the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion. So, and then it goes on to say, or other crime, and that's a two-pronged situation. It's saying that you can't vote unless you participate in this rebellion, political rebellion caused by the 14th Amendment. And you can't vote if you, you know, commit a felony in this new system, you know, how they take your voting rights away. So that's how that works. And I can't, like I said, I can't believe no one's read that in the last 150 years and brought it to the forefront. And, yeah, the courts will not hear this, basically. I do have a way to bring it into courts, but I can't, I won't disclose that to anyone, because this movement will screw it up. Until we get to a critical mass with the state nationals, so. Yeah.
Now you just call them state nationals.
Yes.
Now, how did I refer to them? As state citizens?
State citizens, yes.
Okay, so you're saying that a state national or a national de jure is different, right, than a state citizen.
Right. Well, they're the same creature, but we don't have political rights, and that's what I was trying to express. They've stolen that from us, so.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case, the whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. And we're talking with author and freedom advocate, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of the Red Amendment. And before the break, L.B., we were just talking about being a national du jour. And this is the remedy that I've described to people. I've been in error calling them state citizens. But what you need to do in order to not be volunteering for the income tax is you must change your status. And LB, tell us, I mean, how hard is this to do?
Well, I've been doing it. Like I said, I've been out for 12 years and had success. The problem with the movement, I was talking to one of our people in Iowa yesterday about how people in this movement want their cake and eat it too much. They want the benefits from the Marxist system that's been put in place, but they're not willing to fight to be out of it. And they want to piss and moan about, you know, the way things are, but they like
exactly
what it is.
The point I've been making on the show for the last several weeks is it's not the government that's acting unconstitutionally. It's the people. They want their cake and eat it too. They want right. to be the part of the system when they want to be, but they want to be free and governed by the Constitution when they want to be. And yeah. It just don't work that way.
Exactly. It doesn't. Sorry. You're going to have to draw the line in the sand and you get on the side that you want to be on. And that's what we're trying to do with People's Awareness Coalition. I've developed a process. It's administrative. It's basically just noticing the government's your intent to stay on the side of the fence. And once you do it, you cannot be using that Social Security number, period.
You can't jump back and forth, can you?
No, you can't. You're either a U.S. citizen or you're not. I was telling some gentleman the other day, that's pretty well known in the movement, and he doesn't want to hear what I have to say because he's taken Social Security, or he's on Social Security and benefits, I think, as far as disabled benefits. And
so he's a true communist, huh?
Well, I guess. Yeah, they are. They basically, they don't want to hear that. But I told him, you know, Bob, this is how private law works. And I know your show is totally unconstitutional. I'm sorry, Phil. What is it? The name of your show?
Positively.
Positively unconstitutional. Okay. Well, these things that they're doing are not. They're not prohibited by the Constitution. They can go into private law all they want, and you can contract with the government if you want. Is it constitutional? Technically, maybe not, but they don't have the right not to do it. So these people are stepping into private law, and that's what the 14th Amendment did. The whole thing, even the political system, is grounded in private law. They cannot make you participate in this thing. But the presumption is you are, and that's another, you know, fault of this movement. They say, well, I'm not subject to the jurisdiction. Well, yes, you are. Sorry, everyone is, by presumption. Because, you know, there's so many legal fictions, which that's another wrong thing this movement does. A legal fiction is a presumption in law. It doesn't mean fiction because God didn't create it. It means if a judge... I'll give you an example of a legal fiction. You're in a town, you know, where you grew up, your whole family grew up, you know, the whole time it's Saturday morning, okay? I haven't had quite enough coffee yet. Your family lived there their whole life, okay? The judge, your father, okay? This judge, knows your father voted for him to put him in his seat. Okay, you go into court now and say, I'm not a U.S. citizen. And this guy's sitting there, well, I know this guy's dad voted for me. So under the rule of law that states that the citizenship of, or the status of the child follows the father, he'll just use that. He'll assume that. He'll presume that. And he'll say, well, you're a U.S. citizen. What are you talking about? Where's the evidence that you're not? You don't have any evidence otherwise. I know you got a driver's license. I know you're, I saw you working for, you know, Kmart or whatever there.
You got a Social Security card and a voter's registration card, and that's all he needs to know.
That's all he needs to know. And he doesn't have to tell you that he's thinking that. That is the legal fiction. He's presuming without total evidence that you're not.
So your administrative process then would supply you with these notices and stuffs that would be notarized and these requirements to perform that would be filed with whatever governmental unit and would set your status to be different from somebody who is presumed or who is a 14th Amendment citizen, right?
Right. And we claim nationality because that's what they recognize in law. There, like I said, there is no state citizenship right now, technically. And the people that are spreading this are spreading the bad case law. Again, we're dealing with opinions here and liars in some cases. you know, who said they can't fudge a little bit, you know? And they have. And that's the thing that I'm trying to impress on people. That they have fudged and they lie, and this movement is plagued with people that, you know, think these guys with the black robes are the end word on everything. They're not.
Well, just remember, it is a maxim in law: let those that will be deceived be deceived.
Exactly.
I believe that's all fair.
Yeah, I believe they use that to their advantage. I mean, these common law maxims have been around for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And they've orchestrated this thing perfectly. I mean, if you go back into Lysander Spooner's writing, The Constitution of No Authority, No Treason, basically he was talking about the states of the South, the people of the South, didn't commit treason against the Constitution. But in that writing, he kept talking about these guys are saying they're forming a government of consent. You know, well, what's that mean? What's he talking about there? He never really went into those details, but it gets back to this voting thing. There's two forms of consent.
Let me comment on your government of consent. He said the only idea they have ever manifested as to what is a government of consent is this, that it is one to which everybody must consent or be shot.
Yeah, he did say that, yes. But and, the thing in law, the consenting is the voting and not saying anything.
That's right? The ultimate consent, right?
Well, yeah, that's the ultimate consent, voting. And the other consent is, there's, you know, is not saying anything. I call that the gray area.
The acquiescence to the system. Yeah.
Silent acquiescence.
If you don't specifically say that you're not in the system, then you are in the system.
Yes.
You know, just by... by your normal everyday actions. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I made the comment when I was in the second grade, when I was 7 years old or so, you know, I made my my first communion, and I was told that I had a choice. And I, you know, I'm saying now that really the choice was that I could, you know, make my first communion and make my parents proud and make everybody happy, or I could choose to get a beating for saying I wasn't going to make it, and then make it. there wasn't really a whole lot of choice there. It's like when you herd cattle between fences into a corral. Do they really have a choice? Can they really turn around and run against the herd without getting run over?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. I mean that's what I've been saying for the last several weeks since I've come to the conclusion that it's the people who are acting unconstitutionally, because they want their cake and eat it too. They want to use the debt credit system. They don't want the de jure money because it's too cumbersome, or so they think. They've been, you know, brainwashed and conditioned by the powers that be. We got to have this system. And of course, you know, as soon as you accept the debt credit system, that's one of the primary privileges or benefits of the corporate state. And once again, you're in the net.
Yes. Well, that's part of our process too, is dealing with the money issue. I was on a show in Kentucky last month, and this guy came on all irate. I think he was the only caller. There might have been one more, but this guy was going, "You should pay your taxes. What makes you think you can use the money without paying the duties on it?" You know, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but I'm thinking, geez, a Zionist guy with a southern accent. That's interesting. You know, because who else knows that, you know, he said things that put up red flags, you know. It's like, this guy's not just mad because he's in the system, and he thinks he's got a guy on the radio here that doesn't pay income tax, which never said I did or didn't. I told him I pay all lawful taxes. He goes, "Oh, you're being like a, you know, using those fancy words and stuff." And I go, "No, I'm using the words that you guys set up, you know." And I'm thinking this guy's a total shill, you know. He called in and he said said things that put up the red flags that I knew that he wasn't just an average U.S. citizen mad because I was resisting the system.
The thing that gets me is that, you know, the powers that be, the government, the Congress, whatever you want to call them, you know, they win this any argument by making the argument that, you know, oh, the community is more important than the individual. You should give up your individual rights for the good of the community, for the good of the world, for the good of man, for the good of the earth, for the ecology, for the environment. And basically, you know, the communists have now taken over the environmental movement, and they'll own all the land by passing laws on, you know, some ecological standard. Why they got to control that?
Now, there's always some excuse to do what they do, and I don't buy a lot of it. I don't buy a lot of it. It's just money and power. One of our people posted on the notmygovernment.us forum this morning, the G8 summit, I think it was, and it was disgusting. It was up in Toronto, and these people were protesting, and these Nazi type police just grabbed them and hauled them off. It's pathetic that the people that have fallen for this evil. And I am a believer in the Bible, and I don't believe in religion. I think all the religions are bad, but I do believe in the Bible. And the religion of the Bible is taking care of the widows and orphans. That is the biblical religion. All other religions, all these denominations are all false. As far as I can see, unless they're following that principle. And we're you know, in America, of course, there's probably few that really do that. Most of them have 501c3 status, which I don't care, which church you belong to. If it has that, you're in the religion called the federal system right now.
Yeah, and the all separation of church and state. You know, I saw a video of a tour of Washington, D.C., and Dr. David Barton, who gives the tour, pulls out the first Bible printed in the United States of America, which was printed by the Congress of the United States and was recommended by the Congress for the use in the schools. So this whole, you know, separation of church and state, you know, if you look back to the, you know, 1800s, you know, everybody talked about every American was a lawyer. Everyone had a Bible.
Yes. And of course,
you know, yep. The Bible was the law, and everything was interpreted as being the common law. What's the right way to do it, the wrong way to do it? And if you needed to check and see what was right or wrong, you opened up the Bible.
Right. Yeah, well, that's gone. You know, it's all part of this communist system. A lot of people think Obama, you know, Obama's communist. No. You people have been Marxists for 100 years or more. During my research, I did find two acts of Congress that were pursuant to the Communist Manifesto. They were passed right after the 14th Amendment was put in place. I think one of them was, you know, the Land Bureau Management System.
Bureau of Land Management, yeah. The BLM.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they started right away with the Communist Manifesto stuff right after they got their communist tool in place.
Well, you know, you got your Federal Reserve Bank, your central bank.
Yep.
Then you got your Bureau of Land Management, which owns about half of the land west of the Mississippi. All the western states are owned by the Bureau of Land Management. Of course, all rents for a public purpose. You know, it's just they've gone through the Communist Manifesto and they've implemented it in the best way that they can. You know, inheritance laws, you know, the merging of labor and agriculture, you know, factory farms, bigger, you know, all the stuff that Marx and Engels talked about. It's done here. We're card carrying. If you got a Social Security card and a voter registration card, you're a card carrying communist.
You betcha. And, you know, these groups have been, you know, like I just said, Obama's a communist. No, this is all distraction.
Obama's not even a citizen, in my opinion.
Well, I would have to agree.
He's adopted as a six-year-old in Indonesia. Has anybody put forth his naturalization papers? But even if you're naturalized U.S. citizen, that don't mean you're natural born.
No. Oh, no, not at all.
Once you're adopted, can you ever become natural born again? I mean, if you give up your U.S. citizen, if you expatriate, which he apparently did, he was adopted as a child, as 6 years old, to an Indonesian father, Barry Sortoro, who gave him his name. I mean, can you change your name back and become a natural born citizen again? So my opinion is what's going on here is just like they did with HJR 192, you know, and, oh, the Americans gave up their money, they gave up their law, they gave up their gold, and it was public policy. More than half the people insisted on it. And so now they're going to tell us that, well, you know, the president doesn't have to be a citizen of the country anymore. Why? Public policy. More than half the people insisted on electing this non-citizen.
Well, I guess you'd say that's true. The 14th Amendment technically nullifies the Constitution in a lot of ways because we were talking about how they put it in place. Violation of Article 5, totally, right? Okay. So 14th Amendment technically is a constitution unto itself. Yeah, they pick bits and pieces out of the Constitution as they they see fit and as they need them. But they can also ignore it if they want to, like we just discussed.
Well, and it's called the spirit and meaning of the Constitution, not the strict and literal interpretation that you live under, but, you know, it's the spirit and meaning. And, of course, what's happened is they've formed a trust. They've conveyed your legal ownership into trust. And so, there's our music again. We've got to go back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Up all night, I waste my time. I'm fine, but a day behind. Up in my feeling super and happy, but the days are overlapping. My days
are over. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and my guest today, author and freedom advocate, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. And L.B., you know, we were talking just a little bit about private versus public law before the break. Can you address that in a little more detail for us? What's the difference? How do people know whether they're dealing with private law or public law?
Well, that's one of the things I brought up in the latest edition of the Red Amendment, and I've met a lot of good people in the movement the last 15 years. And I was out on a trip to Oregon, I think it was in the year 2000, and a guy gave me a book called The Institutes of Roman Law, and it was written by Sohm, a guy named Sohm. He was a German law professor, and this book was written in the late 1800s. And actually, this guy got the book from some monastery or something in Wisconsin, and the thing was sitting on the shelf for 100 years, and it never been read. Because I could tell because the pages, the way they bound the book together, they're still uncut. You know, binding wasn't good back then, I guess, in some respects or some cases. So it was basically an open and unread. So I read this thing and I go, damn, this is totally what they've done to the United States. And of course, I knew by reading the thing, the full scope of what they've done. I mean, there's bits and pieces of it in the law dictionaries. But it's like the Masonic order. They keep things secret. They don't tell you what's really going on. And it just opened my eyes totally. And, you know, it was just refreshing to know what they're doing to us. And basically what Soames said in there, that, he made the comment that, for years, the Roman, people were free of, this thing called private law, but finally the lawyers got it put into place, and it allowed corporate type entities to flourish. And of course, that's what the 14th Amendment did to the United States. It's the same thing, same damn thing they did back then. And basically, private law deals with entities under the law of persons. And the straw man nonsense that I get really tired of hearing out there. It's a whimsical explanation is why I don't like it. A straw man is, in law is not what people are saying it is. Yes, people are legal entities, but they're taking benefit of some statutory provision provided by the legislature. And corporations are also under the same law system. Corporations are persons. People are natural persons. And if you're taking benefits of the government as they legislate to give you limited liability or whatever, Social Security, you're going to be acting as this entity. And you can't turn it on and off at will. A lot of people think that I'm a U.S. citizen and turn this on and off. Well, that's just part of the game. A lot of people center on the Social Security issue. Well, I got a passport without my Social Security number on it. And I go, oh, big whoop-de-doo. You're still a U.S. citizen. So you're going to be subject to this public policy that you mentioned a few minutes ago, Phil. Mm-hmm. If you're state national, you're not subject to the public policy because you're not within their political system. You're not part of the public. And unfortunately, we did have...
You belong to these... a different society, and the laws aren't written for your society, are they?
Right. It's like legislation without representation. You know, the Founding Fathers talked about taxation without representation.
There you have it.
Same thing.
We're at the end of the first hour of Positively Unconstitutional. Our guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, and we're talking about the Red Amendment on the Republic Broadcast Network.